Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
In our series for this week, we have been focusing on the theme God of Impossibilities. A God who is an on-time God. He transforms lives. He takes what you have and turns it into a blessing to many. With the little we give Him, He takes care of the immediate and also takes care of the future. No situation is too difficult for Him to handle. No person is beyond His saving grace. And no habit is too strong that He can't deliver you from. The man who had experienced this God of impossibilities in his life tells others, "Come, taste and see this God, for you too can experience Him." He portrays to us this God in Psalm 34. He says, "When sorrows in life drowns me, I look to Him and I'm radiant." He's a God who hears my cry. He's a God who delivers from all my fears and all my troubles. Notice the word all. All means all. There is nothing that He cannot save you from. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. David can say this because his fears and troubles were so real and life-threatening. The challenges he faced, the people who attacked him were too severe, and he turned to God as refuge and shield. And he prayed this prayer, "Please get up, wake up, tend to my case. My God, my Lord, my life is on the line. Do what you think is right, God, my God, but don't make me pay for their good time. Don't let them say to themselves, 'Aha, we got what we wanted.' Don't let them say, 'We have chewed him up and spit him out.' Let those who are being hilarious at my expense be made to look ridiculous." The Lord answered his prayer and helped him to overcome his fears. The Bible says, "My friend, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." You will only experience Him to the level of your trust. Are you willing to trust Him with your fears? Are you willing to trust Him with your troubles? Because of this experience, he boldly makes these two statements. One, he says, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Not only in times of joy and success, but all times, because I know that the Lord is there and there is nothing to fear. Sometimes we bless Him only when our way is clear and when there are no challenges and struggles. Try praising Him even when the environment is not conducive to praise Him. Praise Him for who He is and thank Him for what He is about to do. The second thing David says, "I will teach others the fear of the Lord." David was concerned about others. He wanted to tell others about this God and what He can do in their life. Experiences in life must be expressed to others so that they too can seek this God and find peace. My friend, you have an obligation to tell others about this God. Would you share your experience of this God with others, so that they too will know this Lord personally and follow Him, especially in a time like this when they are gripped with fear and uncertainty? Would you take time to tell them? If you do not know this Lord, call upon Him. The Bible says, "The Lord will stay with you as long as you stay with Him. Whenever you seek Him, you will find Him. But if you abandon Him, He will abandon you." Would you, in the quietness of your home, seek this Lord and experience His power, His presence, and His peace? Have a blessed day with this God of impossibilities and live a purposeful life. God bless you.
For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.